Cabinet warns of dark times. Calderdale Council is facing dark times ahead if it does not get more help to fill a £60 million hole in its budget caused by the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Council's Cabinet heard that after government help already given to offset increased costs and loss of income caused by coronavirus, there is still a substantial gap to be filled if it is to balance its budget. Government has announced £500 million more will be made available to English councils, but Calderdale has not yet been told the formula for how it will be allocated or how much it will get, said Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Regeneration and Resources, Councillor Jane Scullion. Cabinet approved a three-point financial recovery plan, primarily aimed at making savings, which must be implemented as soon as possible, and managing costs, continuing with other local authorities to lobby government for funds and a third stage involving emergency budget measures if further help is not forthcoming. This would look to reshape the council towards a business-critical model, operating only core services it legally has to provide, particularly social care. And council leader, Councillor Tim Swift, warned it would affect other services people were used to. Cabinet members did not mince their words. Councillor Swift, Labour Town, said, "I want to reinforce the grave nature of the challenge this creates for the council and its services." He added councils would also not know what government's new financial settlement is for local authorities until the autumn, one of a number of unknown factors which made planning difficult. Councillor Scullion said the situation should not be underestimated. "These are very, very dark times. They are really, really difficult times for the council." An angry Councillor Susan Press, Labour Tomenden, said government had stated at the start of the pandemic that it would give councils whatever it took to deal with the effects, but that had blatantly not happened so far. Councillor Press said council would continue doing best for people, but unless government gives us more money, it is going to get pretty desperate, she said.